From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moldine. It's Tuesday, December 6th. Coming up, it's a time of transition for people in Champaign-Urbana dealing with homelessness. We'll learn more about new services being offered by the City of Champaign and their uncertain future. That's coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A report from the State Executive Inspector General shows a climate of hazing and sexual discrimination created a hostile work environment at the state prison in Pontiac. The Inspector General says there's reason for disciplinary actions against 10 employees of Pontiac Prison for discriminating against a guard who was perceived to be gay. The guard was repeatedly subjected to denigrating conduct, including anti-gay slurs, harassing calls, multiple instances of graffiti, and unwanted physical contact in 2018 and 2019. The disciplinary actions filed include measures against then-warden Terry Kennedy, two assistant wardens, four majors, and the head of the Affirmative Action Program, among others. The warden and some administrators retired before disciplinary action could be taken. State attempts to fire several people involved were reversed in union grievance proceedings and reduced to suspensions. The Illinois Department of Public Health would begin offering a new HIV treatment in January. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Cabenuva will be the first long-term injectable HIV medication offered by the department. Jeffrey Morris, who runs the department's HIV/AIDS services program, calls this drug a game changer. Patients can get a monthly injection instead of having to remember to take a pill every day.
And that's very critical for the HIV diagnosis, because not being adherent to your oral medication or this injectable could cause resistance, where then that drug no longer will be effective.
People enrolled in the state's Ryan White program can qualify for partial or full coverage of Cabenuva. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Come January, Nabila Syed will be the second youngest representative in the Illinois General Assembly. Syed is 23. The Democrat will represent the 51st District, which spans some of Chicago's northern suburbs. Syed told the 21st show one of her top priorities is caring for the elderly.
I grew up with my grandma living with me. I learned Urdu and Hindi to communicate with her, and that became a pillar in my life to take care of my grandparents.
She says she aims to focus on prescription prices, improving care for those with terminal illnesses, and lowering the property tax burden on the elderly. The youngest state representative will be Republican Brad Fritz. He's 22 and was elected in November to represent the 74th district. Newly sworn-in Champaign County board members held their organizational meeting last night with the smallest Republican minority since Democrats gained majority status in 2000. After losing two seats in the November election, Republicans have just six of their own on the 22-member county board. Former county board member Jennifer Putman was one of just six Democrats on the county board in the 1980s. She addressed the county board last night with advice for the minority party.
You make common cause, you build relationships, and you serve the people of Champaign County, and that's what we did.
The county board reelected Democrat Kyle Patterson as county board chair over Republican nominee Stan Harper. Democrat Samantha Carter is the new vice chair. She defeated Republican caucus leader Aaron Esri. Carter succeeds former vice chair Steve Summers, who now runs Champaign County board meetings as the county executive. Still to come, we'll learn about a new shelter for people dealing with homelessness in Champaign-Urbana. That story from Illinois Student Newsroom's Sydney Wood is coming up next on 217 Today.
Hi, my name is Katie Buzard, WILL 100th History Curator. Starting out as the University of the Air, WILL has always had education at its core. College lectures dominated the airwaves during the first few decades, but WILL soon realized radio's potential for broadening the minds of children, producing the beloved program Stories and Stuff, and later innovative TV shows in an era before PBS. Join me as I explore children's educational programming and more at will.illinois.edu/will100.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The city of Champaign has received more than $25 million in COVID-19 relief funds since the start of the pandemic. Nearly $4 million is going toward the creation of a new homeless shelter. But as these funds are used up, city officials are asking what else can be done to address homelessness in Champaign-Urbana. Illinois Student Newsroom's Sydney Wood has more.
It's around 11 a.m. on a sunny November morning. At the Daily Bread Soup Kitchen near downtown Champaign, some volunteers have been here since 7:30 a.m. making bag lunches for guests. People from around the community who struggle with food insecurity and sometimes homelessness. According to Champaign County's Continuum of Service Providers to the Homeless, 137 people in Champaign County were identified as homeless this year. This number is down from 148 in 2021. A few guests are already waiting outside the kitchen to receive their meals. One local homeless man, Damon Reeves, is here to pick up his lunch. He's been homeless for about 2 years. Reeves used to stay at CU at Home. That's an existing homeless shelter. But he stopped going after it began drug testing its guests. Now, he sleeps in a garage at a local restaurant. Reeves says his life has become more difficult ever since CU at Home stopped letting him in because of his drug use. Champaign officials say they hope to solve this problem with a new homeless shelter. The shelter, which they're calling Strides, will allow people to sleep in its beds regardless of whether they're sober. They say they don't want to exclude people who deal with substance abuse or mental health problems. But they say they know the addition of Strides won't be enough to stop housing insecurity. Since the beginning of the pandemic, the city of Champaign has spent more than $7 million on rent assistance and homelessness. That number comes from Jennifer Carlson, Champaign's neighborhood programs manager. Carlson says most of this money came from COVID-19 relief funds, which the city has used to help pay for rent and other housing needs. But she says she knows the money won't last forever.
We can develop great resources and support services for homelessness where we get people to a point where they move into permanent housing. But the long-term support needs, might still be there.
Champaign Township Deputy Supervisor Bailey Van Antwerp says pandemic relief money let the township broaden its emergency aid program so it could help people pay their water and electric bills. The township ran out of this additional funding over the summer. Without it, Van Antwerp says the township can't help as much.
Now it's to keep your housing, because during COVID there was no evictions allowed for non-payment of rent.
Eric Lovell is an assistant professor at the University of Illinois Urbana campus who studies homelessness in Chicago. He says homeless shelters are often a band-aid fix for a gushing wound.
If we allow housing prices to skyrocket as they are doing, which has only gotten worse in the pandemic, and if we do not proactively increase minimum wages to keep up with it, then we're going to see homelessness for the rest of our lives.
After multiple delays, shelter organizers say they hope to have their new facility open by December 12th. I'm Sydney Wood, Illinois Student Newsroom.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see some dense fog this morning, otherwise cloudy skies with a high of 47 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Charlie Schlenker, Mawa Iqbal, Emily Hayes, Jim Meadows, and Sydney Wood. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.